a happy Tuesday, Hank fans, to all who celebrate.
It's why we love today.
I'm going to have to dig deep into the well on this one. We've got to find the reasons for this 11th day of the second month of 2025. 42 in, 323 left to go. Today, otherwise known as Make a Friend Day.
Oh, hey, besties.
You've got two friends right here, Hank fans.
KB That's right. Heather Lee.
Right here.
And you know what? KB will give you a hug anytime you want, any moment. He will drop everything and bring it on in.
And it's appropriate.
Completely.
I don't know if it is. I don't know if it is. It is National Peppermint Patty Day.
Oh, I do love the peppermint patties.
Oh, it's a lot of peppermint, though.
It is. But it has chocolate. Mm. And that makes it all better.
It is National Latte Day.
Which is fine.
Hey.
If you put chocolate in it, and then you have a mocha. See?
Now, I don't know if chocolate goes along with White Shirt Day, but it usually finds itself on it. I don't know
that
why
is,
that
yeah,
is.
I know.
I'm like a three-year-old every time I eat something that has some sort of melty substance on it.
I know. Well, it's good to know I'm not alone.
Golly.
But yeah, and it's appropriate.
And it don't cry over spilled milk day. Now it's the eggs we're worried about right now. It is grateful to be single day.
See, you don't have to celebrate that because you have a girlfriend. Ooh.
And consequently, it's tall. It's she's tall. I think she's taller than me. She detests that fact every time I bring it up.
Yeah.
But it's a hug a tall person day. So.
And it's appropriate.
I can't believe she thinks you're taller than her. Nothing personal.
No, I know it's a lie she's telling herself. Trust me. If you're dating me, there's all sorts of lies you tell yourself. And it is Whitney Houston Appreciation Day. 3 days until Valentine's. 3 weeks until Fat Tuesday. Mardi Gras. Another party in New Orleans, everybody.
How did you get those beads?
And 19 days until Texas Independence Day. On this date in history. It was 1963. Julia Child debuted her show, The French Chef. And she cut the dickens out of her finger.
Wasn't there a movie about
Julie and Julia?
Like, yeah.
I like that movie a lot.
Yeah,
I'm a fan of the rom-com, but that's a...
It's probably on my bucket list at some point.
I want to make, because of that movie, beef bourguignon.
Ooh, that sounds good.
I don't understand even what it is, but it was a big part of the movie.
Mm-hmm. And well, it has wine and beef.
On this date in 1968, Madison Square Garden, the current one, officially opened up in New York. That is a dream of the kiddo and I to go see a WWE event in Madison Square Garden. That's what we want to do.
Yay!
Thank you. 1990 on this date, Donald Trump and Ivana decided to call it separate.
Ooh, remember that?
This close to Valentine's, no less.
So much money.
And it's appropriate.
Yeah, I mean, well, at the time.
It certainly wouldn't be appropriate now. Anyway. 1990, Nelson Mandela was freed after 27 years in prison. Buster, boy, this all on the same day in 1990. 1990 on this date, 42-1 underdog. I remember watching this on Showtime live, and we freaked out as Buster Douglas knocked out Mike Tyson.
Yeah, you listen here, Buster.
The world was shocked. On this date in 2006... Don't go hunting with Dick Cheney. And this is why.
Ooh,
this is when he accidentally shot his hunting buddy on a quail hunting trip in East Texas.
Cheney's got a gun.
Yeah. They weren't hunting. He should have just yelled out duck, but they were not hunting.
That's
quail.
Not what they were doing.
And quail was the vice president. On this date, we lost 2012. We lost Whitney Houston at the age of 43. And a mere 5 years ago on this date, the World Health Organization officially names coronavirus COVID-19.
What a beautiful name.
No, not even a little.
Notable birthdays on this date, Thomas Edison, Leslie Nielsen, genius, and Burt Reynolds, born on this date.
Oh, I love you, Burt, wherever you are.
Happy Tuesday, birthday cakes to. He was once Jacob from Twilight. Taylor Lautner is 33. And we have not seen much of him since.
I was going to say, it seems like he should be older because he was famous a long time ago.
Kelly Rowland of Destiny's Child is 44. North Texas singer Brandy, 46. They say Old Spice star Isaiah Mustafa. That guy. He's 51. He was in an Uber Eats ad. Jennifer Aniston, 56 today.
Rachel.
Sarah Palin is 61.
Pitbull with lipstick.
Ken Shamrock, wrestler, 61. And your favorite, Heather Lee, Sheryl Crow, is 63 today.
She is not soaking up the sun in this weather. I'm sorry, Sheryl.
We have, yes, traffic issues and the like. And we have some new information on a brand new coworker that we're very excited about. All that coming up.